North Korea was part of the agenda for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today. She is in Beijing, China, where she urged China's rulers to jumpstart dismantling North Korea's nuclear programs.
We're at the cusp of something very special here, expecting from China what I'm expecting from others, that we will use all influence possible with the North Koreans to convince them that it's time to move forward.
Let's talk more about this with Richard McGregor, the Beijing bureau chief for the Financial Times newspaper, who's been following this. Will China do what Rice wants?
I think China will try, but I think Chinese influence on North Korea, frankly, has always been exaggerated. They've got influence, but they can't click their fingers and make North Korea jump. So I don't think it's certain she'll get what she wants.
Isn't this the country that provides North Korea with a lot of its food and other essential supplies?
Well, it does, but it fears that if it simply cuts them off in an attempt to use its leverage, there'll be absolute pandemonium inside North Korea and they'll take the refugees. I'm not saying China does not have influence and leverage, but it's the kind of leverage once used that can be lost.
Well, now, this is a time when there is this diplomatic dance going on, when North Korea's been inviting journalists in to see a nuclear plant and so forth. Does it look like real progress is being made toward a non-nuclear North Korea?
Well, certainly if you look back over 1 or 2 years, real progress has been made. But, you know, we are on the cusp, and the cusp by a North Korean definition can be, you know, much wider than how we think of it. So there's a way to go. Nothing gets solved quickly in North Korea. Whether they'll be worried enough to solve this issue before there's a new U.S. administration is an interesting point, but a moot point. And certainly it didn't happen with the end of the Clinton administration 8 or so years ago when Madeleine Albright visited North Korea.
Okay, Richard McGregor is Beijing bureau chief for the Financial Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's some more of the New York Philharmonic playing a concert today in Pyongyang, even as the United States tries to orchestrate more diplomatic efforts.